just a good old boy.
Never meaning no harm. This is the Motley Fool Radio Show with David Gardner, and our next guest is a motley guy. Ben Jones is perhaps best known as Cooter, the mechanic from the television show The Dukes of Hazzard. But his motley resume includes various television and film roles and two terms as a U.S. congressman from the state of Georgia. He's the proprietor of Cooter's Place and the Dukes of Hazzard Museum. That means he's an entrepreneur, too. He joins us from his home in the Blue Ridge Mountains in Virginia. Ben Jones, welcome back to the Motley Fool Radio Show.
Thanks, Dave. Good to be back.
Ben, let's begin by talking about the new Dukes of Hazzard movie. Now, you've said that the movie trashes the TV show and that it's quote, like taking I Love Lucy and making her a crackhead, end quote. What do you mean?
Well, that might be a little hyperbole, but what I mean is obvious that, you know, our show is the most famous family show in history on television. It's still a hit show after 26 years. All the kids in the country are watching it. It is a family show in the best sense of the word, that the whole family can watch it together. And that's been going on for several generations. But the film doesn't represent those sort of heartland values, but instead, you know, is this? It's filled with profanity, sexual situations, dope using, anything but, you know, it's just a different sensibility and it reflects a different mindset. So I just think they missed the mark. And what I'm encouraging people to do is to bypass this film and certainly don't take any young people to see it. It's not fit for them. They just don't understand why our show is such a success.
And help us understand that, Ben. There's no question the show's been a success. I have never been a regular watcher myself, but then again, I've never really watched a NASCAR race either. So on the theory that there's some crossover between these two things...
You're just culturally deprived.
And I'm
it's
just,
a shame.
I'm missing it, but I want to understand it. What do you think is the allure of the Dukes of Hazzard?
It's the same as the Westerns, you know. It's the pioneer spirit, the independent spirit of America, and it's presented with total unpretentious fun. Our show was like the old B-Westerns that I watched growing up, with Roy Rogers and Gene Autry. We just used cars instead of horses. Had a pretty girl, had the best action ever filmed on television, couple of good-looking old boys. We had great country music and, you know, wonderful slapstick comedy, which never gets old. And those ingredients and the chemistry of the cast and the fact that we were having such a good time doing it is very infectious. Mm. But it's also clean. The good guys win. Nobody gets hurt. Nobody bleeds. Nobody cusses. And that's the kind of entertainment that there's a great dearth of these days and that families are looking for. So that's why, therein lies my problem with the film, is that they don't understand the heartland of America because they never visit there and try to discern those tastes.
Mm. Ben, were you consulted at all on the movie?
Oh, no. They wanted nothing to do with the original cast, which is raises a few questions right there. I said, you know, I don't know anyone who can play me better than I can. I mean, after all, this show is a hit right now. The DVDs are selling like hotcakes. There are three video games out there. It's huge internationally. There have been over 2,000 different Dukes of Hazzard items for sale, and they didn't even, you know, say doodly to any of us. So, you know, that's what I'm talking about, mm-hmm. I guess. I'm sure that there's some entertainment value in this film. It's all because it's got the car. You know, the only star from the original show that they use apparently steals the movie. And it's all about Jessica Simpson's rear end. So, you know, I guess that'll sell a lot of tickets, but it doesn't reflect the spirit, and it certainly doesn't reflect the values of our show. Now, you got to understand where I'm coming from. You know, my favorite TV show is The Sopranos. I think it's fabulous. But I don't want my grandchildren watching it. And I, to their great credit, that neither do the producers of The Sopranos want my grandchildren watching it. But these folks have marketed this show. They've spent $30 million targeting those kids of the heartland America who love the Dukes of Hazzard and, you know, another generation or two that have grown up with it. And I just think that's wrong.
Hmm. And, Ben, do you make money on any Dukes of Hazzard? I don't know, the DVDs, the video games. Do you participate in any of that merchandise?
Oh, theoretically, yeah. We did a deal. We did a buyout deal on the video games to use our voices. Theoretically, we, you know, participate in residuals. It's been a long time, you know, between residual checks, however.
Mm-hmm.
So I think there's a little creative accounting going on there. But, oh, yeah, we get paid for reruns. We get paid for the DVDs and VHS sales and things like that. And theoretically, again, whenever our photograph is used in merchandising. So I keep going to the mailbox and looking down the highway for the postman to come and bring that check. But, yeah, we're due it. It's mm-hmm. contractually there through the Screen Actors Guild. Ronald Reagan negotiated the first residual deal when he was president of the Screen Actors Guild.
Hmm. Ben, what was the tipping point for the Dukes of Hazzard back in the day? When did it become a mega hit that you could build a business around today?
Almost immediately. And great fun to tell this story. We didn't know. We filmed five episodes in Georgia in the fall of 1978. The series was based on a film called The Moon Runners, which I had appeared in, and Waylon Jennings had done the music and narration for. And Howard Rosenberg, the Los Angeles Times, famously said, "This show will not last past the first commercial break." Well, within 2 months, it was the number one show on television. I was right there for years within the top five shows, you know, Dallas, 60 Minutes, shows like that.
Mm-hmm.
There was the Dukes of Hazzard. It's sort of like what Guy Lombardo said about his music. He says, you know, nobody likes our music but the public. And that's the way it was with the Dukes. And, you know, it made stars out of John Schneider and Tom Wopat. They're doing great now. Catherine Bach was a pin-up all over the world. And the show went right to the top and really didn't have anywhere to go but down. The fact that it maintained that strong position for seven seasons is remarkable.
Hmm.
But it also did create all this merchandising, bed sheets, window curtains, sleeping bags, beach towels, lunch boxes, trash cans, action figures, thousands of them. So it's now become a permanent part of Americana as much as Babe Ruth and Mickey Mouse.
And, Ben, you've really built a business around this television show that you acted on, playing the role of Cooter, for years. Are you the only one in the original cast who's gone on to make the Dukes of Hazzard a business in his life?
Well, I think we all have, in a way. We all continue to do personal appearances, and several of us have websites and sell, you know, our stuff and our trinkets. But what happened with me... You know, I'd always in the back of my mind thought, you know, a Dukes of Hazzard venue could be a lot of fun. And I moved up here to the mountains a few years ago, and a beautiful place, basically just to write and to go up to New York and do some acting and to be a, you know, a gentleman farmer of sorts. And every time I'd go in the barn, there would be all this old Dukes of Hazzard stuff. And I kept saying, you know, we ought to start this little place called Cooter's Place. And my wife would look at me funny. Then I saw the perfect location, right on the highway up to the Skyline Drive here in Rappahannock County. So I said, I'm going to do it. And I got in there on a shoestring. Just took a residual check and bought an old General Lee and some T-shirts and hats and some General Lees and some apple cider and apple butter and stuff and started this little place. The first weekend, 5,000 people showed up with no advertising or anything, just word of mouth. Everybody around here came, and it grew from there. And I told my wife, she said, go ahead and do it. It's the craziest thing I ever heard. Well, now that we closed that store after 5 years, it just got to be too much for the area. But we have a huge operation in Gatlinburg, which is doing a land office business. And we just opened a new store in Nashville, Tennessee, out by the Grand Ole Opry. I tour with Cooter's Garage Band and do about 100 personal appearances every year.
Mm.
With the band and without, I do all these World of Wheels car shows. Our website, CootersPlace.com, is booming. And we do this annual Dukes Fest thing, and this past June, 40,000 people showed up. So the Dukes of Hazzard is, you know, an extraordinary success story. In show business, we say, you know, the show's got legs, just like Catherine Bach had the best legs in the history of legs. But this show has legs, enormous staying power, shelf life, whatever cliche you want to use.
Hmm.
And it is growing right now. And I think, once again, it's because people in the heartland of the country are looking for this kind of entertainment. They trust our show. They see something of their own follies and simple life in it. And it's just plain old, unpretentious fun, and there's not enough of that to go around these days.
That's the gospel according to Cooter. You can find more on Ben Jones and Cooter at CootersPlace.com. Ben Jones, thanks for joining us again on the Motley Fool Radio Show.
Always a pleasure, David. Any old time.